Bible says in Proverbs 2, verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. The Bible speaks about people that are wicked people and froward, and they speak froward things. They say things that are false. They say things that are foolish. They say things that are ignorant. Let me explain something that is foolish and ignorant. Well, spanking is child abuse. Isn't that what you hear a lot of people say in 2023? Well, I would never spank my child. Well, my question is, a Bible-believing Christian, what does the Bible say? What does God say? I mean, if you want your kids to turn out like this, if this is what you want your parenting to be, go right ahead. Because the advice of the world is, do not spank your kids in 2023. Is that not true? That's the advice that the world gives in 2023. Ask yourself this question. Are kids more respectful and better behaved in 2023 than they were when you were a child growing up? Problem is, you're not spanking your kids and you're raising them on just Cocoa Melon and not spending any time with them. And I'm not preaching against Cocoa Melon, you know, whatever. I'm just saying you're not spending time. It's just they just watch and watch and watch and watch and watch. You never spend any time with them. You never correct them when they have problems. And this is the way it's turning out. And you got to be honest with yourself. Right. When you see a problem with your kids, you've got to be willing to make the change. Now, here's the thing. Every parent will see problems in their kids. Of course, we see problems with our kids that come up. But we have to be honest. And we can't just always say, well, they're just tired. Well, they're just tired. I get it. Kids get tired and cranky just like we do as adults. But when every single time, they're tired. It's like you're just making excuses. And what's going to turn out is this. It's better off just realizing, okay, honey, we're doing something wrong. We got to figure it out. Verse number 15. Whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. So people have crooked ways, and they speak froward things, and people see the problem with them, but then they take the advice from these same people. I mean, does that make any sense to you? You get advice from people that are actually successful. And so instead of getting advice from the world that is failing raising kids, why not just get advice from God's word and from other people that love God that are obviously doing a good job? And you know what? When our first son was born, you know who we got advice from? People like Pastor Jimenez, who was obviously very successful at raising his kids. People like Pastor Jared Pozarnski, that's obviously very successful at raising their kids. And guess what? They would agree with everything I'm saying. You say, why? Because that's what the Bible says.